Welcome back to the Jake Asman Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Jake Asman.
We continue here on the program. I'm taking you until 9 p.m. Eastern time. Then it's the gold standard, the Sunday evening edition of the show. Alex Gold will be hosting his show from 9 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. But let's continue the golf conversation right now. It is the biggest story in sports, the PGA Championship won by Brooks Koepka. Tiger Woods, an incredible day, comes up just a few strokes back. But it is certainly having a lot of people in the Twitter sphere, a lot of people that love the sport, buzzing for what he was able to do today. And there's probably nobody better to talk to about Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, and everything we just saw at the PGA Championship than Jimmy Roberts, who does a great job for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel, and he joins us now. Jimmy, thanks for a few minutes, and good evening. How are you?
Jake, I'm fine. Congratulations on the new show. Best of luck with it.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. It's great to finally get you on. And, you know, anytime I talk golf, I always got to get you on to get your perspective, because you do such a good job analyzing it and providing just, you know, a very quality way of looking at the entire sport as a whole for someone that doesn't follow it as closely as you. So I'll start with this. What were your biggest takeaways from this overall tournament this weekend?
Well, I think there are two takeaways, and they're, you know, they're the obvious ones. They're Brooks Koepka winning a second major in one calendar year, actually not one calendar year, one golf season. And Tiger Woods finishing second and darn near, you know, doing enough to win or at least get himself into a playoff. And those are the two biggest stories. And it just shows you the wattage of Tiger Woods that, you know, a guy winning a second major in 1 year and his third major in, you know, in the space of 2 years has to share kind of headline space with any other story. And that just gives you a sense of, you know, how big a story Tiger is.
We're talking with Jimmy Roberts right here on SB Nation Radio. And Jimmy, I think you're spot on with what you were talking about with Tiger. And we'll get to that in just a second. But Brooks Koepka, I mean, he won back-to-back U.S. Opens. You said it just before. He's now won two majors in the calendar year. And I still get a feeling from people that Brooks Koepka is not in that conversation for the true stars in the sport, when he absolutely should be. He's right up there with anyone with the way he's played over the last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is now. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, he'll be the player of the year in a runaway. And I think some of this has to do with the fact that he is a very reticent person. He's just not a guy who likes to talk an awful lot. He's withdrawn. He's quiet. He's a very nice guy. I talked to him. I had a chance to talk to him over at the Open Championship in Scotland. And I just don't know that he's comfortable in the spotlight. And I think that to a certain degree, that probably has something to do with it. He doesn't court the attention. He's not flashy in any way. I mean, he is in terms of, you know, the quality of what he does with a golf club in his hands. But you're never going to be seeing Twitter quotes from Brooks Koepka. He's just a very, very kind of homespun, quiet guy. He's got an interesting backstory. You know, after he played college golf at Florida State, and I'm sure that many of your listeners heard this on the telecast or may know this, after he played golf and college at Florida State, he chose, instead of playing golf or trying to play golf on the PGA Tour in the United States, he chose to go over to Europe and try and play there. And he spent a couple of seasons on the European Challenge Tour, which is basically their AAA circuit. And he basically got his sea legs about him before he came back here. And, you know, people in the golf industry have been talking about him for a couple of years. And I think he's just kind of realizing the potential that a lot of people had kind of envisioned for him.
He's just 28 years old, fifth player to win a U.S. Open and PGA Tour or PGA Championship in the same year. And now he's won three of the last seven majors. But, Jimmy, what makes him so special as a player? What does he do so well that separates him from the rest of the field?
That's a good question, Jake. But let me just go back for a second. You know, you mentioned it before. He's only the fifth player to win a U.S. Open and a PGA in the same year. Take a look at who those other players are.
It's incredible.
Gene Sarazen, Tiger Woods, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, all four of them have won a career Grand Slam. So, I mean, it's no small accomplishment to win a major, but to win two in 1 year, to defend his title at the U.S. Open, I mean, those are extraordinary things. And, you know, answering your question about what he so well, he hits it a mile, and he seems impervious to pressure. It just, nothing seems to bother him. And I think that those are two pretty good attributes to have as a golfer.
We're talking with Jimmy Roberts, NBC Sports, and the Golf Channel right here on SB Nation Radio. And, Jimmy, we talked about Tiger Woods, and obviously he has been the storyline for the casual sports fan, and the fact that he was once again in contention today, played about as well as he possibly could have played. What do you think it means for him moving forward? How should the golf fan look at Tiger and feel about him moving forward as he now has gotten through the four majors and he was in contention in two of them?
Well, listen, I know it's going to sound like Monday morning quarterbacking, but I said this however many months ago it was when he played so well at his own tournament in the Bahamas. He's going to win again, and now that just doesn't sound like it's – it kind of sounds like, well, of course he's going to win again. I think that, you know, I've covered Tiger Woods and watched him since he was an amateur. I don't think I've ever seen a period in his career when he was hitting the ball in the fairway. So his driving is still a problem, but his iron game is extraordinary. I mean, it's just exceptional. I just think where his, you know, he's never been a very straight driver of the golf ball, but he always had his short game to bail him out. And by his short game, I mean that, you know, if he was going to miss a fairway and then hack it onto the green, he was going to make some, you know, some great putt. And if he, you know, more often than not, you would see him make a very, very aggressive putt for birdie and run it past, if he missed it, you know, 5 feet, because he was quite certain that he was going to make the comeback putt. And I just think that those are some things that are missing right now. He's just not putting like he was at one point in his career. He is driving the ball better. He's hitting the ball, I think, from the fairway better than I've ever seen him hit it. But I think his driving is also a problem. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with him. I mean, he's a work in progress, but he's a really interesting work in progress, I'll say that.
And his performance today, Jimmy, I mean, shooting a 64 when he really struggled to find the fairway at times today. I mean, it was like a magic act watching him try and save par a few times and hit some incredible birdie putts. I mean, at times this afternoon, we saw vintage Tiger Woods.
Listen, on the front nine today, he didn't hit a single fairway and he was two under par. I mean, that's crazy. You know, it's just crazy. 10 putts. I've been saying this, like I said, I've been saying this for close to a year now. He's going to win again. I think that, I'm not sure where. I really don't think he's going to break Jack Nicklaus's record because it's just too hard to win major championships now. And he's not the player that he was back when. And so I don't think people should expect him to go out and do what Brooks Koepka is doing now. Tiger's 42 years old. Next time they play a major, he'll be 43. Brooks Koepka's 28. You know, I just think it's so hard to win major championships, even though, you know, we're talking about two guys who seem to have done it in bunches. Now, Koepka, who's at the beginning of his career, but is having an awful lot of success where that's concerned. And Woods, who made a career out of making major wins look easy. But don't expect what once was of Tiger. But I do think he'll win again.
We're talking with Jimmy Roberts, covers golf for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel. You can follow him on Twitter at Jimmy Roberts NBC. And I think your point about Tiger is so interesting, because if you look at Tiger Woods in his career, he's 42 years old now, and he's playing against competition that a lot of people feel he kind of helped curate with his dominance in the 2000s. How much better is the competition now for Tiger than what it was when he was in his prime and he was winning, you know, majors left and right in the 2000s?
Oh, I think the competition is, listen, the competition is stout right now. I don't think it would be less back then. I just think Tiger was a better player, a more complete player back then. And I do think that there were other aspects of his game and his presence that were just very, very different. I mean, it used to be he was a very intimidating figure. He's not he's an impressive and an imposing figure now, but he's not going to, nobody's going to run away when they see him on a leaderboard now. I mean, at one point, that, you know, that was very well the case. So times have changed.
Talking with Jimmy Roberts right here. And Jimmy, before we let you go, I know you're a University of Maryland alum, so while I have you here,
my goodness,
I'd love to just kind of just get your thoughts to, you know, the story's still developing, of course, but the bombshell ESPN report that came out on Friday, the head coach DJ Durkin has been placed on administrative leave. The head trainer also placed on administrative leave. I mean, when you look at that story and being an alum, what are some of your takeaways, and how should people view what's going on in Maryland right now?
Well, first of all, it makes me sad. And what I think people need to remember is that wrapped up in all of this is, you know, the death of a human being. And, you know, I think that they've yet to figure this out. I applaud the university president, Wallace Lowe, and the athletic director for taking swift action to address what may or may not have happened in the program. I think we're just going to have to wait and see as an alum. You know, I think between what's happened at Maryland, or, you know, what's being talked about at Maryland, and, you know, what's happened at Michigan State and what's happened at Ohio State. I mean, the Big Ten has got some issues these days. And I would only say this. Let's just wait and see what happens when the independent investigation reveals all the facts. But right now, it's just, you know, if they're true, it's very, very troubling.
He's Jimmy Roberts. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jimmy Roberts NBC. Does a great job on NBC Sports and the Golf Channel. Jimmy, great to finally get you on the program here on SB Nation Radio, and hopefully we'll be talking again real soon.
Jake, anytime. Best of luck in the 7-3, my friend.
Thank you very much. That is Jimmy Roberts. More on Tiger Woods and more on the PGA Championship, which, of course, Brooks Koepka, your winner there when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's Jake Asman with you here on SB Nation Radio.